Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early voting begins today in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota as Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to discuss abortion access in Georgia. She talked about anti-abortion laws during a live stream rally Thursday.
Among everything that is wrong with these bans and what has happened in terms of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it's a health care crisis. It's a health care crisis that affects the patient and the profession.
Former President Donald Trump told the American Israeli Council that if he loses in November, Jewish people would have, quote, a lot to do with the loss because of their support for Harris. A Japanese company says the walkie-talkies that exploded in the coordinated strikes across Lebanon Wednesday were discontinued 10 years ago. Hezbollah's vowing revenge. And a Kentucky judge is dead, shot to death in his courthouse chambers. The county sheriff's been charged with his murder. This is ABC News. The U.S. Army soldier who ran across the border last year from South Korea into North Korea is expected to plead guilty to desertion and assault charges today. It's from Travis King's attorney. He's due in court later at Fort Bliss, Texas. A days-long fire at a natural gas pipeline near Houston has finally burned out. The fire began Monday when an SUV struck a pipeline valve. Human remains found inside the vehicle. Police are opening a criminal investigation. Seven homes were damaged by the fire. A historic night for LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three home run game.
As heard on KLAC, three home runs on the night for Ohtani gave him 51 on the season. He's the first player in history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. Well, last night in high school volleyball, Richland Center swept Lancaster 3-0, and River Valley was a winner in four sets over Dodgeville. Ithaca was a victor against Kickapoo in five sets. Also a win last night for Cuba City over Southwestern, 3-0. Mineral Point swept Riverdale as well. Action in the Scenic Bluff saw Cashton edge Royal 3-2. High school boys soccer, River Valley and Richland Center tied at 1. Platteville Lancaster was a 4-1 winner over Dodgeville Mineral Point. And on the state scene, the Brewers lost by a score of 5-1. The Arizona Diamondbacks keeping their playoff hopes alive with the victory last night. Brewers will get back to action tonight. Game number 2 of the 4-game series will be at AmFam Field. Yesterday, the Cubs were winners against Washington, 7-6, Mets 10, Philadelphia 6, Pittsburgh 3-2 over St. Louis, the Dodgers 20, Miami 4, Atlanta 15-3 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Cleveland 3, Minnesota 2, Toronto 4-0 over Texas, Seattle 3, the Yankees 2, Tampa Bay 2-0 over Boston, and Houston a winner against the Angels of L.A., 3-1, Baltimore 5, and San Francisco 3. Aaron Rodgers threw 2 touchdown passes in a great performance. New York's defense was dominant, and the Jets rolled to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots in Thursday night football.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
An estimated 51 million Americans suffer from chronic pain. That's nearly 1 in 4. While treating the underlying cause of pain is best, the path to relief isn't always so direct. If the root cause of your chronic pain cannot be found or cured, the pain management team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help. Our team works with your primary care provider to offer treatment options that allow you to get back to doing the things you need to do. Reach out to your provider today and ask for a referral.
Looking for family fun this weekend? The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show is happening Friday and Saturday. Thanks to Chitwood Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and Jones Chevrolet, you can enjoy rides, food, and the big finale with the Tradesman Band Saturday night. See you there.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 with lots of sunshine later on. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 55. Saturday, partly sunny and still rather warm, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening, a high of 85. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 58. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 69. In Richland Center, 62/100ths of an inch of rain in the night. And right now the air is calm, the barometer is steady, and we're at 62 degrees, which is the overnight low. Good morning from WRCO. Today, this is Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. Cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. Said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. For some guys, it's a good time, the half price. Half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good. I bet it was great. God made a man. Man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel. Please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my
We're heading toward the weekend, and hopefully your plans go off all right. We're going to have a four-year-old birthday bash tomorrow. My granddaughter, Alea, turned four yesterday, so a little get-together this weekend that I think includes bowling. Hopefully I don't hurt myself too much, but I think, I don't know, she'll probably still beat me. Of course, we use the bumpers. This is Fillmore.
I could pull in, kill the lights in your driveway. Walk into your door and kiss you in the porch light like a gentleman. Or we could choose a little magic before the sun comes up. Oh girl, there ain't no reason we gotta rush. Let's make this night move a little bit. Slow up, girl, and take another lap around this whole town. And let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower. Like that in the moonlight, let you call every shot in the dark like a gentleman. I love it what you do to me, so let it linger on. Let your kiss fall a little bit slower, girl, and take another lap around this whole town. And let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower. A little bit slower. A little bit longer. Lay back, play you a song, yeah. Making time freeze, make it all last. Throwing on the heavy drive, this moment's got.
So let's make this night move a little bit.
Make this night move a little bit slower, girl, and take another lap around this old town. And let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower. A little bit slower. A little bit slower. A little bit slower. A little bit slower.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Well, the fall is just about officially here, although it hasn't felt like it. But here to give us a few tips on the way to get things done is our old buddy Tom Mueller at Mueller Implant. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, fine, Phil. Good to hear from you. Listen, a bunch of things need to be done in the fall. A lot of people don't realize it, but don't cut short in the fall. You want to cut as high as you can, 4 inches. You want your root base, your grass to get established. Going into the winter, cutting your grass short shortens your root base and, of course, helps kill your grass out. So that's one of the most important things. The other thing is to get the leaves off your lawn, because they're acid-based, and if you leave them on over winter, they'll rot into your ground and, of course, take your lime or acidity away from the soil and kind of give you green moss and that sort of thing. So when you want a really, really good lawn, you have to think about all the things that go into the science of a lawn. The depth of the root system indicates the strength of the product. The lime part is very important. If you do already have some areas that have green moss and et cetera on it, put some lime on it. And best thing to use is barn lime, like we used to use on the farm. That white barn lime, just put it on as thick as you can, and it'll go to work for you. Here's the story. We've got some great programs going on right now, zero for 24 months. We've got some rebates ranging from 10% to a couple $1,000s on lawnmowers. And, of course, we have a constant program going to the end of the year on our Husky line as far as handheld. All handheld, electric or gas, is 10% off all the way through to the end of December. So if you're really looking to save some money, this is the place to come. We buy right so we can sell right. A lot of people don't understand that concept, but volume is volume, and when you can buy it right and pass it on to your customers, that's what we do. One of the reasons we're the largest dealer in the country. Here's the other side, though. We have the best service in the country as well, and we have people coming 60, 70 miles with their units to be fixed because there's a shortage of mechanics out there. It really is really sad, Phil. Nobody's going in the industry, and people are desperate for a good service.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, you used to have a lot of backyard mechanics. You don't see that too much anymore, do you?
Yeah, and then some of the mowers are too complicated. You need to be able to plug them into a computer and things like that, which means those people won't have that type of equipment. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but shops spend thousands and thousands of dollars on electronic equipment and stuff like that to be able to keep up with the times. Plus, we also send our mechanics to service schools so that they're on top of everything. The big thing about owning a lawnmower, if you buy the right one, basically, we always talk about owning it for 30 years or longer. You won't be buying it five times in your lifetime. You should only buy it once in your lifetime. And that's why we handle the Aaron's Gravely and the Husky line. We are a very large dealer for all three. And we also handle the different various lines. Landmaster's our UTV line. And of course, Wacker Neuson is our construction line. All of them pretty much are American-made, even though Wacker Neuson makes some things in Germany. Most of it's made in Milwaukee here in Wisconsin. Key here to getting to Dodgeville is really to get here, and it's not hard to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing, and of course, the little guys, Farmer Fleet, they're still open. The lights are on, so you'll know when you're here because you'll see Farmer Fleet. You'll see us as well. But we're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site. But go to Craigslist, punch in Mueller on the left-hand side, and you'll see our used. And by the way, our used is on sale, along with several other specials you'll see there as well. Key here is stopping in, getting to know us, understanding that we're here to serve you, take care of you, and we want you to keep coming back. It's not necessarily for service as much as we want to do business with you in other areas. We're also in the rental business, so this fall, those of you who want to core aerate your land, you can. We have a walk-behind core. Why would you core? Well, that gives you it plugs a hole into the lawn. It allows you to be able to put fertilizer and lime on and that sort of thing, and it gets down to the root base, so we do that as well. But along with that, a lot of other things. Key to understand our operation is that we're full tilt, very much oriented to knowledge in the industry, and we understand what you need. And we'll spend the time with you, make sure you get the best buy, and save you a lot of money.
All right. Stop by and talk to that smart feller there at Mueller Implement. Who is that? Is that you?
No, it's my bookkeeper. I just work for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Mueller, thanks as always for joining us here.
You bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller of Mueller Implement in Dodgeville on our Friday report.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
The final night market of the year is coming up Friday in Richland Center. Join the Greater Richland Area Chamber Night Market at the Richland Center Depot, 397 West Seminary, from 4:30 until 8:30. Enjoy live music by Logan Ballant. Shop from local vendors. Grab a bite from delicious food trucks and experience a night full of community fun. It's the perfect way to kick off your weekend. So bring your family and friends and join the excitement at the night market this Friday in Richland Center.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
6:22 the time. Hello. A head toward a high of 84 later today. And after a pretty nice rain last night, 62/100ths of an inch here at the studios, I heard some thunder and lightning. I had gone for my beauty sleep by that point last night. It's unbelievable. Didn't help.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle how my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. I would find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lookable, lovable, unbelievable. Start to stutter. She's so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's
beautiful. It's undisputable. It's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
Kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Kissable,
huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
I've traveled all around this country. In my time I thought I'd seen it all, but today I took a detour down a back road, through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square, and high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin, overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over again. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me. I knew to stop would throw me off my schedule, but I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids were courting at the Rexall soda fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town, and it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. America, free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me.
That's Mo Bandy on WRCO FM 100.9. A look at our news update is coming up next.
It's almost time for Apple Fest in Gays Mills, happening the last full weekend in September. Get together with friends and family for fun, good food, music, and the big parade on Sunday. Visit Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun for all ages. At the county fairgrounds, there's the Carnival Flea Market Arts and Crafts Show that will feature nearly 100 vendors, offering antiques, crafts, collectibles, and fabulous food. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th through the 29th. Apple Fest in Gays Mills.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. The forecast calls for a high of 84 today, some clouds early, then lots of sun. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 55. Saturday, partly sunny, still rather warm, a 30% chance of a shower toward evening Saturday night. And a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday evening. Right now in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Tony Evers thinks the UW System's new viewpoint, neutral policy, is confusing. At UW-Madison this week, the governor was asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy. Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW's faculty. Under the new policy, Universities of Wisconsin leaders can issue public statements only on matters that directly affect operations and their core mission. It applies to positions from president down to department chairs. The latest AARP Wisconsin poll finds older voters in Wisconsin are the most motivated to vote this November. Pollster Jeff List says 75% of voters 18 to 34 are extremely motivated, and 91% of voters 65 plus who are extremely motivated to vote. Not only is the motivation higher among those older age groups are bigger. Former President Donald Trump leads by 10 points with 50 to 64 year olds, while Vice President Kamala Harris is ahead by 6 points with voters 65 and older. There's a similar breakdown in the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Voters who are caring for a family member were a factor in the poll. 27% of voters 50 and older and 16% of Wisconsin voters overall identify as family caregivers. 63% of those caregivers say helping people stay in their homes as they age is a very important issue to them. Saturday, Tammy Baldwin and Governor Josh Shapiro will host a meet and greet with Richland County supporters. Afterward, they'll travel to the Iowa and Lafayette County picnic. At both events, they will talk about the stakes of the upcoming election and the issues most important to voters this fall. They will also highlight their shared commitment to focusing on the priorities of all Americans and winning votes in all communities. The meet and greet with Richland County supporters will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland County Democrat headquarters in Richland Center. The picnic with Iowa and Lafayette County supporters will start at 2:45. Department of Health Services data shows numbers similar to pre-pandemic levels
as far as whooping cough cases are concerned. As of September 13th, DHS had reports of 625 confirmed cases of whooping cough, compared to just 51 in 2023. Since the start of the year, two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have reported at least one case. People can get whooping cough at any age, but those ages 11 to 18 make up nearly half of reported cases so far this year. DHS urges making sure you and your kids are up to date on the whooping cough vaccine and to take another step towards staying healthy. A list of vaccine requirements and guidelines can be found on the DHS website. The agencies are doing extra enforcement and education as students navigate to and from school each day in Dane County. According to Dane County Traffic Safety Commission report, twice as many children in Dane County were hurt in school zones last year as in any of the previous four. Over the past 5 years, 15 children have been injured in school zones. 43 were injured walking or biking to or from school, and the youngest was just 9 years old. TSC is working with law enforcement agencies and school districts to remind area drivers of the need to protect kids walking, bicycling, or riding a bus to school. The Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. The annual event has been held for many years with a lot to offer for those who attend. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Horse and Colt Show.
We are on our 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show being two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. And keep in mind, that was in 1931, so quite a number of years ago. So since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts, as well as over the years incorporating exhibits, food, a carnival, an annual parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
The event gets underway tonight at 6 with judging and various activities on the ground. Also on Friday, the truck and tractor pull begins. Keith Durst is the organizer of the pulling events.
Friday night, our pull begins at 6 p.m. with six classes that each pull twice. Saturday morning, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with antiques. Generally runs up to parade time or just the beginning of the parade. The main course of our show is Saturday afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. following the parade. We have a huge gathering. We have what we consider our best classes that we can offer.
Following the Friday night pulls, there will be live music featuring Blue Collar 40. Saturday morning, horse pull weigh-ins beginning at 7:30. The horse pull begins at 9:30, and there will be a horse show in the Bud Wheeler Arena starting at 10. The parade steps off tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Saturday evening, Monty Berger will be performing at the community building from 6 until 10, and the tradesmen will perform on the grounds after the pull as well. The 20th Annual Driftless Area Art Festival will be held Saturday from 10 until 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 at Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove. The Driftless Area Art Festival is a juried show attracting artists of all kinds, all of them from somewhere within the Driftless area. This year's event will have displays from 80 artists. Admission and parking are free, along with free live music and children's activities. There will also be up to 10 food vendors at the event going on this weekend.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
The forecast calls for a high of 84 today. Some clouds early, then lots of sun and quite warm. Southwest to west winds around 10. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 55. Saturday partly sunny, still rather warm. A 30% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 85. The best chance, it looks like rain this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night, a low of 58. Sunday mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a high of 69. Yesterday, some rumblies rolled in, and we had some rain and showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m. last night. We did receive 62/100ths of an inch of rain prior to midnight. Yesterday's high was 84. Right now, the air remains calm. The barometer is at 29.74, so it's up just slightly. And after a low of 62, we're at 63 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Sports Time from WRCO is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything else in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at high school sports last night, a look ahead as well, and details on a Brewer loss last night coming up.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Last night, Richland Center and River Valley scored a 1-1 tie in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play, heard on the radio. Defenses took center stage on the night. The Hornets found the net at 16-23 when Giovanni Cerna scored a goal. The 1-0 lead stood until halftime and beyond, until 30-23. That is when River Valley's Eli Saperstein hit the net to tie the game. Both teams had chances in the second half, but couldn't find the twine, and it ended in a 1-1 tie. Richland Center's JV scored a 1-0 win over River Valley in the early game, which was shortened so that the varsity could get started with the impending weather last night. River Valley now 2-4-3 with the tie. They will play at Prairie du Chien on Monday. Richland Center now 1-5-2. They'll play Saturday morning at Bree Stevens Field in Madison against Cedar Grove, Belgium. Platteville-Lancaster defeated Dodgeville-Mineral Point 4-1 last night. Wisconsin Dells over Adams Friendship 11-2. High school volleyball. Richland Center scored the sweep on the road at Lancaster, and River Valley won its first conference match, a 3-1 win against Dodgeville. Elsewhere in the SWAL, Mineral Point swept Riverdale, and Darlington was a 3-2 winner over Fenimore as well. Cuba City swept Southwestern. Hillsboro 3-0 over Waniwak Center. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton 3-2 over Royal. Ridgeon Valley, DeSoto swept Wazika Steuben. It was a win for Weston. They swept Lafarge Youth Initiative last night, and a big victory for the Ithaca volleyball team as they won a home match over Kickapoo 3-2. Tonight, high school football takes center stage across the state. Richland Center will be at New Glarus, coming off a close loss against Lancaster. Here is Coach Andy Troxell of the Hornets.
I like our odds. I thought we played Lancaster very, very well. You know, and the score at the end was not indicative of the game itself. And so I think our matchup is good. I think we can establish a run game early and often, you know, and then really what their offensive attack plan is going to be is to hit the edges. you know, and so with our 3-5, we're built to stop that. You know, so I'll look for our edges and our linebackers to really have a good game. It just depends on our secondary being able to take away any big plays. So we're eager to kind of see how that's going to play out.
River Valley travels to Prairie du Chien tonight. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
They're definitely the team that I picked to win the conference just because of how tough they are and all the talent that they have returning. And you can't mention talent without Blake Thierry and how well he plays. And watching film, you could see that he just takes over a game. So if you don't try to bottle him up, he's going to score. He's a big play threat. They put him at every single position, and they do a good job with their supporting cast. Even when you cover him, they're going to get you with somebody else.
Dodgeville plays at Broadhead Judah and Platteville at Lancaster as well in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Fenimore at Galena, Boscobel at Potosi Cassville, Blackhawk Warren at Iowa Grant, Darlington visits Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg, Cuba City at Southwestern East Dubuque, and Riverdale is at River Ridge. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps as they try to shore up the defense.
Defensively, you know, a lot of it comes down to trusting our reads and being gapped down with our run fit integrity. That's really what it comes down to. So a lot of areas to improve on. Hopefully we can get some guys back health-wise. That seems to be our big thing this year, but looking forward to this week, another week of improvement.
In the Scenic Bluffs, Royal at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Brookwood, and Ithaca at Cashton, one of the top games in the area. Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang talked about the team going 4-0 if he saw that coming.
Well, we've definitely met our expectations, and like we kind of take it a week by week, and like we focus one week at a time. We have goals overall, but like the goal is to win the week and win that game and not let outside distractions or anything else get in the way. It's win that week and win that game.
Cashton coach Jared Hemmersbach talked about this year's Eagles.
This is such a new team compared to the last few seasons that we've had, so a lot of growth, and I just like that we're getting better each week, and that's really what we've talked about as a program this year. It was just continuing to work and improve.
Ithaca at Cashton, our featured broadcast tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Kickoff time at 7 o'clock. Viroqua travels to Westby, Sparta at Reedsburg as well. Eight-player football tonight has Highland at Kickapoo Lafarge. Tomorrow, matchups include Belmont at Wonewoc Weston, starting at 1 o'clock. That's at Wonewoc High School. And North Crawford hosts Monticello at noon. DeSoto will be home at noon against Wisconsin Heights. Last night, it was the night race at Boscobel, and it was delayed or suspended after completing the middle school girls' race. The rest of the races were delayed until tonight. Margaret Lawless did win the middle school girls' race for Richland Center Ithaca. Again, that match pushed back to tonight for cross-country action in Boscobel, the nighttime race. The Brewers were held to a single run on two hits while losing the series opener to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1 last night. The game was scoreless until it was a chance for the Brewers to get the run, and it was a three-run spot for the fifth inning. Starter and winner Brandon Pfaff struck out seven straight Milwaukee batters at one point in the ballgame. Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes in a superb homecoming performance. New York's defense was dominant, and the Jets rolled to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. Rodgers, in his first game since tearing his Achilles tendon in New York's opener last year, played well in front of the home fans. And that is a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
is for the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show this weekend. Fun for the whole family, parade, midway, and $2,500 raffle. Sponsored by Kickapoo Creekside, Utter Brothers Creamery, Supps Gym, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Bailey Paint and Decorating. Friday and Saturday in Viola, you won't want to miss it.
Starts to get a little rough.
Steve Warner, I've Got Dreams. The problem is too many. I was kind of tossing and turning all night long. It is 5 minutes before seven.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
We had an active market on both cattle and calves at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $450 to $650, with beef crossbred calves to $810. Fleshy beef cows sold from $122 to $141, with the milk-down dairy cows $89 to $116. A lightweight Jersey bull sold at $125, with two big fleshy heavy bulls $147 to $154. The Horse and Colt Show in Biola is this Friday and all day Saturday. Something for everyone and no gate expense to any of the many events. Due to the Biola Horse and Colt Show, we have moved our second Friday sale in September to Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back to our regular schedule of the first and third Fridays. Early consignments for next Friday's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 15 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 17 black steers and heifer calves, 3 to 350, 7 black crossbred steers, 4 to 600. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have a cattle to sell at any of our upcoming sales. We don't require or recommend that you ship your cattle in on Thursday or even on Wednesday. This just adds to the stress to your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
7 o'clock update from ABC right around the bend about our hometown fellow Bobby G. Rice next.
It's knowing that you mean it when you talk about love. The trouble that you go to see and not get enough. The way you keep on reaching out to ease my needs. And the way you make my life complete with every little loving thing you do for me. Oh, you make it so easy to keep loving you. So easy for me to always want to be true. You know how to please me and you're all that I need. Yeah, you make it so easy.
Make it so easy.
With every little loving thing you do for me. Sleep. I know if I should lose you, just how lonely I'd be. So I reach out and hold you in my arms while you dream. And I whisper that I need you more with every little loving thing you do for me. Girl, you make it so easy